AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Pope Francis is accepting the resignation of the Bishop of Kansas City, Missouri, who pleaded guilty a few years ago to failing to report a suspected child abuser. But one advocate says Francis should say publicly that Bishop Robert Finn was removed for failing to protect children. The Vatican isn't saying why Bishop Finn resigned. Our Nicole Winfield is in Rome.
As is the case with many of these bishop appointments and removals, it was just a one-line statement from the Vatican saying that the Pope had accepted the resignation of Bishop Finn under the code of canon law that allows for bishops to resign early because of illness or for some other grave reason that makes them unfit for office.
The UN says the sinking of a ship carrying hundreds of smuggled migrants to Europe is the worst such incident ever in the Mediterranean. Only about 27 people survived. Our Tricia Thomas is in Italy, where the Tunisian captain of the ship and a Syrian crew member are under arrest.
Both were charged with favoring illegal immigration, and the captain was also charged with what they call in Italian reckless multiple homicide.
There's word from Iraq this morning. The government forces have taken back from Islamic militants some areas in and around the battleground city of Ramadi. This hour, the jury that convicted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev will begin deciding whether he should be executed or spend the rest of his life in prison. Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers argue that he was heavily influenced by a man they call his domineering older brother. He was killed during a shootout with police. The fastest passenger train in the world has broken its own speed record today. The Japanese train reached 375 miles per hour in a test run. This is AP Radio News. Hillary Clinton's made her first presidential campaign visit this year to New Hampshire. Here's our Ross Simpson.
Clinton dismissed swirling questions about her family foundation as little more than political attacks from Republicans eager to gain an early advantage in the presidential contest. In the liberal bastion of Keene, she preferred to talk instead about the plight of small business during a roundtable discussion in a furniture factory.
I want to be sure that we get small businesses starting and growing in America again. We have stalled out.
Clinton's dark assessment of a stalled-out recovery is at odds with the president's brighter view of what the nation has achieved on his watch. I'm Ross Simpson.
Japan is considering an unmanned mission to the moon by 2018 or early 2019, part of its effort to beef up aerospace technology and keep pace with China and other emerging powers. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.